Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 here at MVP Summit 2015. I'm here with my friend. Why don't you introduce yourself? Everybody already knows you, though.
So. I hope not, or else it's going to be very boring, right?
So tell us who you are and what you do.
All right, so my name is Laurent Bugnon. I come from Switzerland. Mm-hmm. I work for with a firm out of Seattle called Identity Mine. We do basically client application programming, consulting services. We do really the whole spectrum of apps. I would say majority on Windows platform, but we also do quite a lot of iOS, Android, mostly with Xamarin, but also native. And we do a lot of Xbox. We do a lot of cool stuff.
Awesome.
Virtual reality, etc. Yeah.
So you are an MVP. What is your MVP in?
My MVP-ness, right, is Windows Application Development, I think the current name is. And we've been through quite a lot of name changes and merging and all that. So basically, it's anybody who programs for Windows client, be it on the phone and on Xbox or other things, is in the same expertise now. Which totally makes sense because before there was this kind of weird separation between Windows Phone developers and Windows developers. And in fact, everybody does everything, right? So it's all XAML. And especially now with Windows 10 Universal, it makes sense to have everybody at the same in the same pot, right?
So let's talk about Universal Windows Platform.
Sure.
What's your sense of it so far? What are some things you've learned?
Right.
When the rubber hits the road, what are the things you're finding?
Yeah, so the good news is that it's really a stabilization of the platform, which is good because anybody who does XAML knows that we've been through WPF and Silverlight and Windows Phone Silverlight and Windows Phone RT and Windows RT, and every time it felt like it was a new framework every time. Well, now we have really something which is much more stable, and basically you're using the exact same APIs for Windows Phone, Windows Mobile, right? Windows, and later coming up, Xbox, and also other devices like HoloLens, for example. Those applications will run in HoloLens as well. So it's pretty cool because for us, it really means that finally we have the feeling that, okay, what we are learning now is going to hold for much longer than before when we had all those turmoils. That said, WPF is still quite active, interestingly, because there are still a few things that you cannot do with a UWP, with a universal application.
Okay.
Especially low-level access to hardware, these kind of things, if you need a barcode reader, these kind of things. They are constantly improving it. So I think on the long run, WPF is going to slowly fade out and be replaced by UWP, but we are not there yet. So right now, it's still a good skill to have.
Awesome. So, what do you think? What is the incremental changes that happen? Because you said that it feels more like a stabilization.
Yeah.
What are some things that you've seen in UWP that have felt a little bit better or that developers should look at?
Well, I mean, really the great news is that you're using the same APIs on every platform. So that's really a good news. Like, for example, let me give you an example. If you take a tablet without a back button, for example, or you take a phone which has an actual physical back button, before we pretty much had to, if you wanted to reuse code, you pretty much had to have a compiler directive saying, hey, so if that phone do the back button thing, if not, don't, right?
Right.
And right now there is a unified API basically, which says, well, there is a back button manager kind thing, I forget the exact name, and you just subscribe to the event, and if the event comes, well, you handle it. If you don't, if you never get an event, you don't handle it, but basically it's the same code, right?
I see.
What it means is that you have a lot less if devs, right? You have a lot less multiple codes shared at whatever level. You can do a lot of stuff in PCL now, so in Portable Class Library, so you can also share with Xamarin and those things. So it really feels that the code you're writing is going to run on many more platforms than before, which is really nice.
So the other question I have is, it looks like you can subscribe to events that may never come depending on the device. Is there a way to know like what is available on the device?
Yeah, so there are basically there is a way to check if certain features are available.
I see.
There is an API for that, and you're catching me a little bit off guard, so I don't have it in my head
now. That's okay, as long as it's there.
It is there, absolutely. So you can basically say, hey, is the back button available? Yes, no. But with the unified thing, the idea is to say you don't even have to worry about that. But if you do want to worry about that, you can do that, yeah.
Absolutely. So what kind of things are you working on now? What technology is exciting for you?
Sure. Well, right now we are really in a big push for virtual reality, augmented reality, those things, right? It's quite exciting for everybody. We've been working with these kind of things for many years already. but it was kind of a niche market. And then suddenly we get a lot of requests for these kind of things. So that's really exciting. Personally, I'm also working quite a lot with Xamarin, Xamarin iOS, Xamarin Android. Right now we had just a few projects working on that. I'm also Xamarin MVP, so I'm also working with those guys on that. Privately, I have my toolkit MVVM Lite. Mm-hmm. I just got 1 million downloads. I'm very happy about this.
Yes. Yeah.
That was exciting. And it's also running on Xamarin and Windows. So, I'm always pushing new versions. So, yeah, a lot of stuff going on. But like I said, you feel that instead of learning new things to do the same that you did before, I feel that now we are really building stuff which is going to hold. So that's a good feeling.
I like it. Well, thanks so much for spending some time
sure.
with us, buddy.
Absolutely.
Again, we're here at MVP Summit 2015. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. And we'll see you next time. Take care.
All right.